Bonjour et bienvenue sur le podcast Too Much Rock, numéro 622. Je suis votre hôte, Sid Sauter, or something like that. Hello and welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 622. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. I'm coming to you from Quebec this week as part of my never-ending mental breakdown slash road trip. We started things off this week with a track by the Smoggers. The song is called Dracula is Alone, and it's on the band's album Funeral, which came out in October of 2021 on Sound Flat Records. That band is based out of Seville in Spain, part of our spooky season celebration there. That album sounds a lot like that song. It's garage rock. It's got a little bit of psych in it, a little bit of kind of cramps craziness, but mostly it's just garage. If you enjoy that song, you'll enjoy that album. I got more music for you this week, so keep listening. I'm going to play next one here by the Hollywood Brats from 1973. The song is called Zurich 17, Be My Baby. punk rock one way or another, ain't it? We ended things there with Pep Talk from New York City. The song I played was Dumb Love from Live Laugh Lobotomy, which came out September of 2021 on Hey Pizza Records. Pop punk's kind of a tired genre, but when it's done well, I enjoy it, and that is done very, very well. Before that, we heard from New Junk City with the song Quitters. That's on the band's album Beg a Promise, which will be out October 21st on AF Records. That is based out of Atlanta. They kind of merge a lot of genres, sit in some gray spaces, and have put out a record that I really like, and I think you will too. It's probably my dark horse suggestion of the week. Actually, that's not a thing. Before that, we played Hollywood Brats with Zurich 17, Be My Baby. That's from 1973, though I just picked that up on a compilation called Miles Out to Sea, The Roots of British Power Pop, 1969 to 1975. That's from the second CD of the set. I played something from the first CD last week. Next week, we'll get the final and third CD. So far, Grapefruit Records there hasn't put out an essential compilation, but I've enjoyed it. Maybe that is enough. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to slow things down a bit here. This is Advanced Bass with a cover of Easy's Getting Harder Every Day.
Standing barefoot on the cold wood floor, looking out the window of my back door. If it keeps on raining, I think the whole damn house is gonna float away. Alarms buzzing at the break of dawn. My husband's asking, is the coffee on? Easy's getting harder every day. I drop the baby off at school at night and bustle eyes to get myself to work on time, or I'll be staring at the clock, just waiting to knock off another day. Supper's done, we'll watch some TV show about a bunch of folks we've never heard of, Idaho, where easy's getting harder every day. I had a garden, but my flowers died. There ain't much living here inside. Lately, I don't know what I'm holding on to. Wish I could run away to Coeur d'Alene. Take nothing with me, not even my name. 'Cause easy's getting harder every day. Every day. had a garden, but my flowers died. There ain't much living here inside. Lately, I don't know what I'm holding on to. I'll never make it up to Coeur d'Alene. There ain't no chance of me forgetting my name. And easy's getting harder every day. It feels like easy keeps getting harder every day.
Like in a postcard from an old friend. That is Black Heart Procession from San Diego with the song A Heart Like Mine. That was on the band's 2000 album 3, which came out on Touch and Go Records. I thought I had that before, but I went looking for it. I did not, so I picked up another copy. As I said, nice to revisit with that one. I see they also have another album that I never picked up ever, so I might be hunting for that one, and you might be hearing it on the podcast. Before that, we heard from Advanced Bass with the song Easy's Getting Harder Every Day, originally an Iris DeMint song. That's on the album Wall of Tears and Other Songs I Didn't Write, which came out September of 2021 on his own Ordinal Records. Though I think the cassette version, maybe, or the CD version just came out within the last month. He covers just a fantastic collection of artists there. Iris DeMint, John Prine, Lucinda Williams, all of them fantastic songs. his kind of light and easy instrumentation and his very direct vocal delivery just nails me. That one in particular, just it hits hard. It hits hard. Looks like I'm about out of time here, so let's wrap things up. Need to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 622. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me in your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. There's some things out there that look interesting. On the 18th, we've got Turnstile coming to the Uptown. On the 19th, Kurt Vile is playing Liberty Hall. On the 21st, Bad Ideas are playing a benefit show at Farewell. On the 23rd, Moving Targets are coming to Record Bar. On the 25th, Captured by Robots at the Brick. If you haven't seen that show, it's a fun one. On the 25th, you also have Nightosphere at Farewell. On the 27th, Susie Moon at 403 Club. That's a free show just announced with The Uncouth playing that one. I hope I'm back in town for that one. On the 27th, you also have Elias and the Delusionals at Record Bar and Pill Dream Magazine at Toilet Bowl. On the 28th, Here Come the Mummies at the Uptown. How seasonal is that? Public Opinion is playing at Farewell that night. On the 29th, you've got the Seeds at Record Bar, Junkyard Royalty at Manor, and Magnificent, the Cure Tribute at Lemonade Park. Into November, Venus Twins at the Farewell on the 3rd. On the 5th, Apocalypse Meow benefit at Record Bar. On the 12th, Thundergong is at the Uptown. The Withs are at the Record Bar on the 17th. And Planes are playing Knuckleheads on the 19th. All right, nothing new on the website. I think I've been on the road for a few weeks, and it'll be about another week before I get back in there, so I can return to my evil ways. All right, one more track for you. You might think, wait, we've got plenty of time. What's going on? Well, the answer, my friend, is Viking metal. So if you're not inclined, you'll just turn this off. No hard feelings. But if you're interested, stick around. I'll play something from Insepharum, a band from Helsinki. They're kind of the poster child for the genre. Just epic choruses, folk melodies, and in this case, a Jethro Tull-style flute. The song I'll play is called One More Magic Potion. It came on the band's album Victory Songs in 2007, released by Spine Farm Records. It's a big album, and I've enjoyed it, and it's very good for driving overnight, and I'm not going to apologize. I'm also not going to not play it, because that's the rules of the podcast. If I get it, it shows up on the podcast. So enjoy this one. I do. The song is One More Magic Potion by Insepharum. Okay, Vikings, take it away. Everyone else, we'll talk next week.